So, and Dr. Roshli, we will start now with our seminar. I just wanted to, well, maybe I wait until everyone is here, so we will first send Radha Madhava. Then I will ask you a question. Jaya Radha Madhava
Radha, 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 Rad
This divine grace, Srila Abhi Charanaravinda, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaja, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anand Koti Vaishnavinda ki jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Prem Sukho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, O Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Garadha Siva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Gaur All glories to the Assembled Bodies All glories to the Assembled Bodies All glories to the Assembled Bodies All glories to C.C. Guru Vichy Garanga All glories to Srila Prabhupada Mama Krishna, Hare Krishna. Before I start, I want to ask you a question. A little while ago, devotees were coming to me, when are we going to make the meditation journey? And I was thinking and I wanted to first of all ask you, who of you will not be here on Sunday morning? Mm-hmm. One moment. Devotees go. Yes. Quite many. But will you be, those of you who have just raised here, will you be here tomorrow?
Okay.
Good. Then tomorrow we will go on a journey. We will actually meditate and leave our body. So, if you can speak with your friends today, you are not here, but you would like to go on a meditation journey, please do tell them. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitya Namine Namaste Namaste Deve Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudevi Gaura Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare This is another session. Now, in our seminar, The Higher Connection, sometimes when I speak with devotees, that they can actually be in contact with Krishna in the heart, they have a little doubt that this is possible for them. To help you overcome this doubt, I have picked today a quotation from Srila Prabhupada, which he wrote to one devotee called Ananda in the year 1969. This devotee was a very young devotee, because in 69 devotees were young. Prabhupada's first initiations were given in the year 1966. Don't feel yourself to be alone. Krishna is always with you. Krishna is always with every living entity as the Super Soul. And to his devotees he talks and gives instructions how to attain the perfectional stage of meeting him. So don't feel alone. Krishna talks, in other words, to his devotees. But it is said that he also talks to the non-devotees. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the sixth canto, I will, maybe someone can write this down. We'll write down so that you can take the quotations and read in your own leisure time. Sixth canto, 16th chapter, text number 51. Yes. Correct. Prabhupada there talks a little bit more how the Super Soul really guides everyone, also Tripati, everyone. He says, he gives the living entity the intelligence with which to improve his position so that he may return home back to Godhead. So Krishna gives us the intelligence so that we can actually go into the spiritual kingdom. Or if the living entity does not want to go back home to Godhead, the Lord gives him the intelligence with which to improve his material position. This morning I gave an interview Keith Richard, the guitarist of the Rolling Stones, was asked how he can make these songs which are moving a whole generation. Like, we can't get no satisfaction. How do you get the idea to make such a song which everyone sings? Imagine Krishna Jivani, you could make such a song which the whole world would sing. What would is certainly good, isn't it? So Keith Richard said, I don't know, man. I somehow stick my antenna up there and then it comes. Even a sinner, in other words, gets inspiration by the Super Soul. Inspiratio na dusche. Super dusche. Yes, you have the super dusche, yes. Here. If one doesn't want to go back home, back to Godhead, the Lord gives him the intelligence with which to improve his material position. This is confirmed by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita. 15:15. It's also a good thing to read in this context. Savasya chaham riti sannivishto. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. 15, Bhagavad Gita. 15, fitness, fitness. So, all right, now, after having encouraged all of us that this is not too high and that we should make contact with the Super Soul, we will now go to the next subject, that is, what can you actually do? When you make a telephone call to someone in Croatia, you know, you have to take the telephone and you have to dial the number. And then if you do everything correctly, he or she picks up and says, da. So what can you do so that the Super Soul says, da, what do you want? I will tell you the different steps which you can do. Now I must say, this is only for spiritual people. Those of you who want to stay in material consciousness, this will be extremely boring. But for those who wish to go to spiritual life, this is very important information. Hare Krishna. First step is, meditate that you are spiritual in nature. When the pujari enters the puja room, or when someone chants a Vedic hymn, he will sit down and do what is called in Sanskrit the Bhuta Shuddhi prayers. Bhuta means material elements and Shuddhi means free from. It's a meditation which helps us to become free from the material elements with which we identify ourselves. Here is a typical meditation. By nature, I am Krishna's eternal servant. But you, to my own misfortune, have become adverse to Krishna. Since time immemorial, as I identify myself with my temporary material body, I am constantly migrating in the cycle of samsara, always suffering the threefold miseries of material life. Sometimes think that you are actually spiritual. You're eternal, full of bliss, full of knowledge. You never die, and you are a part of God. This is a very powerful meditation called the Bhuta Shuddhi meditation. It brings you free, makes you free from the material nature. See, when you become aware that you are a spiritual nature, you actually create a powerful spiritual vision. Very careful that this powerful spiritual vision doesn't become material by proud. Yes, I'm enlightened. Yes, I'm very snaga, dobro snaga, duchovne snaga. Yes, velika intelligencia. Duchovne vizier. Tada. Yes, I'm duchovne. Duchovne dusch. Dobro, dobro. Yes, now I'm Croatian. This is a danger for every spiritualist, that he falls strangely by becoming puffed up when he applies this powerful spiritual knowledge in his life and is on that spiritual nature. The next step, step number two, is see Krishna's hand in everything. Try to understand that no blade of grass is moving without Krishna. Try to understand that nothing which happens in your life is separate from Krishna. Try to understand when you go through life, what is it that Krishna wants to show me now? And you will see that everything, absolutely everything, will become a joyful adventure. Even when you die, you say, that's very interesting, my own death, Krishna is coming in the form of death. Even when you are corrected in your life, this is very interesting, I should learn something. Most of the people cannot are always frustrated because they never ever make the work to try to understand Krishna's work. They point their finger, oh, this is very frustrating, it's due to him, due to this circumstance, due to the food that I'm suffering, due to my wife that I'm suffering, due to my children that I'm suffering, it is due to my guru that I'm suffering. They never understand, what does Krishna want to teach me now? Try to understand Krishna's hand in everything. I want to suggest to you a type of meditation which you can do in the morning. Today I open my eyes in order to see all the presents that I constantly receive by the grace of the Lord. I think you all know the story of the old man by now. Yes. He had a beautiful horse. The king heard about this coin and decided, this, I want to get this horse for me. He came in the next day and said, sell me your horse, old man. But the old man said, no, how can I sell a friend? Next morning, the horse was no longer in the stable. It had gone. It was away. People came and said, oh, this is not very good. Now you have lost your horse. But the old man said, it's not good and it's not bad. Hare Krishna. Let us see what Krishna's plan is. After 1 week, they heard the horse on the edge of the village. And it came with 20 other horses to the stable of the old man. The old man just had to take, open the door of the stable, and the horse and the 20 other horses went in. He closed the stable and closed it. Now he had 21 horses. Oh, this is very good, said the people in the village. Now you have 21 horses. The old man answered, it's not good and it's not bad. It simply is, and let us see what is Krishna's plan. After 1 week, the only son of the old man came to brittle one of the new horses. First, the horse was very cooperative, but then it became somehow wild. It went up and son on the floor, and he broke both his knees. Oh, this is very bad, said the people in the village. Now your only son looks ugly and no one will marry him. He has two broken knees for the rest of his life. It's not good and it's not bad, said the old man. My dear devotees, I have told the story so often I'm getting bored at this stage, and I will not tell it to the end, because it's a story which has no end. The good and the bad, the dualities of good and bad are always coming and going. You can tell the story of your own life. You can write a big book about this. One week in the life of Kachel. There's always something that seems to be good, sometimes seems to be bad, and really it's not good and it's not bad, it's just coming and going. If you learn to open your eyes and see what Krishna is going to teach you through this, it's very good. Sometimes Krishna may teach you that you should be a little bit more humble. When you go into the ocean and you hurt yourself at one stone in the ocean, you can maybe think, oh, I am a little bit too superficial in my life. I only think of swimming and not of Krishna consciousness. When you come to the prasadam and all the good things are already gone, you can think, oh, yes. A little bit more austerity is good in my life. I'm already supuno. When your wife leaves you, you can think, oh, maybe I was too selfish. I should learn to become a little bit more tolerant and kind. Everything has a reason in this world. And whatever happens, try to find out that reason and try to see if Krishna is behind it. Now, we will come to a very interesting subject, and we will soon have to see a video. My third point is how and when the inner voice may say something. I want to conduct this as a question session. How and when does the inner voice talk to you? What are your experiences? Have you ever heard Krishna talking to you? And have you learned something? How and when does Krishna talk to you? Janaka Maharaj.
Sometimes when I change around very nicely, some problems I have to solve which are very difficult,
from outside. Janaka Maharaj Kaja, that when he chants, then sometimes a solution to a problem comes which he has not possibly thought about. This is how the inner voice speaks to him. Any other? It's an interesting question, isn't it? Dvija Nayaka. I see a devotee at the summer camp, and I have not seen him long, and I have forgotten his name. And all of a sudden, Krishna supplies the name. Krishna Das. Krishna seems to speak to me through by giving answers through books, through lectures, and so on. When more people in our lives start to tell us some point, Krishna speaks through them. Really. Krishna speaks to me that in the form that I have a strong feeling that I have to do this. Really? Krishna speaks to our feelings. Really? Is this so? In the form of guiltness. Really? Could it be your own psychology? Strong feelings of guilt. Do we have to say this is God? When I get a strong feeling of enthusiasm, this is what you should do, then I feel that Krishna is telling me, really? Could it be your mind? Could it also be that you like to do this? I'm very sorry. My plan is to scream at the end of all your answers. Really? By some inspiration which I got during Nam Yagya, I felt Krishna tell me. Krishna telling him the postman comes before the lecture, but he thought, no, I'm listening to a lecture. And when he wanted to come after the lecture to give the mail to the postman, he had just left, he had already gone. My dear devotees, I want to now thank you very much. You are a wonderful audience, but now we want to be extremely critical. How do we know that it's God who talks to us? I want to show you a movie about Jesus Christ. No problem. It will be a very intense movie, you will see. It's my most intense movie which I have ever shown. And this question comes up. No, it's in German, and I will have to translate it in English and so on.
No, it's no problem.
So that you know what you will be seeing. Devotees are like children. Yes, let's look TV. it's a very moving scene actually. Yes. What is happening is Judas is informing the people that Jesus is in the garden and he will kiss Jesus on, and then they should capture him and put him on the cross, nail him. Jesus is in great difficulty because he knows it will be painful, it will be terrible. And he prays to God, is it really that I should do this? Should I really go through this? And is it, maybe, Maybe it's not your desire. Maybe I'm just imagining myself. So, this is all I can tell you, but be ready for a great surprise, which might shake your... I have to go, Shishtikar, I'm sorry, take this. it starts already. Later and for you. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Wie viele sind das?
How many are there?
Wie sollen wir erkennen, welcher es ist?
How should we know who is who?
Wer welchen ich küsse,
ist Jesus. Kiss that person. This is Jesus. Father,
es ist nicht möglich, dass dieser Kelch über die Tore
zieht. Can't you allow this to pass? Do I really have to suffer? I'm so afraid.
Der letzte Akt beginnt.
Oh, your last scene has come, Jesus.
Dir wird keine Gnade von deinem Vater gewährt werden.
Your so-called father, very much merciful to you. He wants that you have to go through all steps.
Wenn es sein Wille ist.
Sein Wille?
If it's his desire, I will do it. His desire?
Sein Wille ist, dass du aufstehst.
His desire is that you will be whipped. You will be spit upon. You will be driven through the streets. You have seen crucifixions, but you didn't feel them. You didn't feel the pain when the nails go through your body, when the nails go through your feet. This is torture. The weight of your own body will press your lungs and you will suffocate. Yes. You will be totally alone. Look at your disciples. They can't even be awake. You know you that I am right. It is all in vain. No, it is not in vain. God will reveal his love through me. God, this invisible, heartless creature who lets people go to hell? Everything is in vain.
Lass es mich dir zeigen. Kreuzzüge in deinem Namen.
Oh, in your name. They call Jesus Christ. To kill for Christ will be a big thing through many hundreds of years. This is for what you die. You give another reason to people to kill each other. Let me tell you, Jesus, it is so simple. Just tell me I should thank you. Look another scene.
Christi unseres Herrn im Himmel, richte ich dich hin wegen falschen Zeugnisses, wegen Irrglaubens, wegen ketzerischer Reden und wegen der Entweihung des Namens Jesus von Nazareth.
Sie ist übrigens unschuldig.
And by the way, she is innocent. And war because of you, Jesus, and your so-called death.
Wer weiß?
Von
dem da gefällt der Pickel auf der Nase, von dem da ist
aber. Someone has a pickle on the nose and he doesn't like it and they take it this further.
Lass dich nicht an das Kreuz nageln, lass ihn bereithalten.
Please, don't let yourself nail on the cross. Don't start this so-called religion.
Nein, ich kann es nicht. Oh,
it is not God's will. Is it not God's desire to help the people? What type of God is this? Well, God is a God who gives people the free will. He has not given them the desire as the other people around.
Yeah. Ich vergebe dir.
Ich will.
I forgive you. I don't want your forgiveness. Jesus, Judas comes and his people. They're going to get you.
Jesus,
you don't have to bow down before me. Just ask God to give you freedom. Just ask him to that you don't have to die on the cross. Do it. Let me take you from here.
Jesus,
you will die in vain. You don't know the plan. Nothing will change. Your followers have not even one inch of strength to follow you. You will die totally in vain. Don't die in vain. Don't die lonely. I'm not alone.
Mein Vater ist bei mir.
My father is with me.
Du wirst vergeblich.
Nein, you will die in vain.
Ich bin in den Herzen der
no, I will be in the hearts of the people.
Die Güte, die menschlichen Herzen, I will die geschaffen hat,
so that the people can turn to God.
Immer wieder strahlen lassen. Und die, die das wollen,
and those who want it
werden in mir die Stärke
will
finden,
find in me the strength to live. To live beyond death.
Freund!
Friend,
tu, wozu du gekommen bist.
Now do what you have to do. Oh no, a kiss. Why a kiss?
Verraten durch einen Kuss.
Hare Krishna. How can you be sure? When you think the Lord is telling you something, it can be only your mind. You can just imagine it. Did you notice what good arguments the representative of Maya had? We don't even want to call out his name here. You can be rest assured that in your own spiritual life you will also be tempted. There will be so many good arguments why you should not follow the inspiration. But you will have to be sure. How can you be sure? Many of you gave so many nice answers how they felt that Krishna was talking to them. But how can you be sure? Do you realize it's an important question? Venugopa, how did you like the... Could you follow the... It was intense, isn't it? There is a conventional answer how you can be sure. And the Lord's voice is very secure in the scriptures. He lays down in the scriptures eternal instructions which help people to come back to him. Also, as devotees in Krishna consciousness, we have the opportunity to check our realizations with Srila Prabhupada. And if we have faith in devotees, with his representatives, the spiritual master, in other words. We have a third possibility to check if what we think is the voice of the super soul is true by going to the sadhus, real devotees, who are realized. This is how we can be sure. We can follow, we can reconfirm our ideas by going through the guru, sadhu, and shastra. Sometimes this is not so easy. There are difficult situations in life. At that time, it is good to not immediately change 100% your life. If it is an instruction of the super soul, not just a vague, temporary and changing feeling what you hear, it will come again. Should I say it again? If it is what you have heard, if it really comes from Krishna and not from your changing feelings in the mind, it will come again. Like you have a, you will hear something again and again. Maybe it will come in a dream. Maybe it will come when you read in the Bhagavad Gita. Here it is again. I should become more regular in my spiritual discipline. You will have some signs. That ultimate sincere security, however, you will get only with practice. Try with some small things. Make your experiment. Don't turn your ear and ignore, but follow in the small things the instructions, and you will see after some time and get some experience. I always say you have to sharpen your ear, and after some time it's very, very clear to you. Many, this comes now, where are we now, point 3 or point 4? This is still the same point. You can sharpen the ear by regular studying the Holy Scriptures. And you can listen to a voice which every one of us knows. It's the voice of conscience. Now we will have to write this down, this difficult word, Adya. Could you be so kind to write down the voice of conscience? But I really need to be sure. It's not consciousness, it's conscience. Is it the right word which we have? Savyest. Last is Savyest. I need to say to see it. Savyest. You write extremely artistic and beautiful. The voice of the super soul. Of conscience. Can you tell me what could be the difference between the mind and the super soul?
Mm-hmm.
mind is flickering, but conscience, Gewissen, huh? Is not flickering. It remains. Does it sound right? When the mind speaks, you say, I'm not so sure. But when the super soul speaks through the Savyasti, you're sure.
The mind is
The mind tells us plans to enjoy separately from Krishna. Super soul the other way, yes. Our Matajis, you have a strong mind, no? Like everyone else? How are you sure that this is really what comes? It is conscience, the voice of the super soul, or Savyasti, or just your own imaginations? By its results, says Arjuna. Yes, listen, what is the difference between conscience and the mind? The mind is that element which draws reasonable or unreasonable conclusions. It thinks, it feels, it develops a certain willpower. But conscience is defined as an inner feeling of what is right or wrong in one's activities or motives. See, it gives you a feeling, this is right, this is wrong. Sometimes you may do what your mind says and you are very successful, but then there's a voice. It was not right, you know it. It's the voice of conscience. You always feel that voice when your mind is a little silent, and you feel that conscience voice. What are you doing for your spiritual life? Sometimes you feel it. You know, I've told you many times, move away from here. The voice of conscience. We say that the conscience is something like an instructor. We say in English, the voice of conscience dictates me to do this and that. The functions of the mind are activities performed by me, while conscience, svavesti, comes from an outside source. Sometimes people are very expert in disobeying the voice of the conscience. I think all of us are masters in disobeying that voice of the super soul. In the scriptures, in the Ayurvedic scriptures, it has been said that the cause of mental disease, like depression, is when you disobey the voice of conscience. That's how it all starts. It's feeling bad and so on. Let me read you something from Pandit Sharma, who is the king of the doctors. He has the title Vaidyaraj. Vaidyaraj is an Ayurvedic title. Pandit Sharma writes in his work Arogya Prakash. The root cause of mental ill health is to go against the verdict of our inner voice. When there is an inconsistency in one's mind, one's speech and one's action, the individual who has a sort of incoordination becomes very restless and grief-stricken. Are you sometimes restless and grief-stricken? full of depression. This is when you know you should act in a different way, when you know you should do something properly, when your consciousness tells you, but you just don't do it. Our unconscious mind, or the antar atma, the inner self. Inner self is another word of paramatma, is a very powerful force. And when we go against this force, we are sometimes acting immoral. Have you sometimes this happens in religious movements, that you know this is not right, the truth should be told, but it's almost impossible. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, it is very important for you to learn to listen to this voice, sharpen your ears. The most easiest way to listen to the super soul is to listen to the conscience. He says, we have full liberty to reject the wrong idea which is not sanctioned by the peace of conscience. Once again, we have full liberty to reject the wrong idea which is not sanctioned by the peace of conscience. Peace, peace. Mir. Mir, the... What is the...
Mir on savest, I don't understand.
Mir on savest.
Ah, mir on, no, just on savest.
Yes. Once again, we have full liberty to reject the wrong idea which is not sanctioned by the peace of conscience.
Just the savest.
Now I'm getting doubts in the rest of the translation, because we said it three times. No, it's all right. Mirachandra. But maybe it's something which is so foreign to us. Don't you sometimes feel when you know this is right? And what peace is there is in the heart. I know it must be a total new concept, therefore it is that difficult to translate. Conscience that you just, it comes from inside, you know this is right and I'm going to do it, I'm going to say it, and I'm going to feel it, and I'm going to live it, and I'm going to, this is me, this is right, this comes from Krishna. Don't you know this? Hari Bol. Very necessary that you get to know this. You can best understand the super soul by listening to your conscience. Don't ignore this very, very important little voice in you. How many of you have notebooks with you? This is not enough. I have a very interesting exercise which can bring you in contact with the super soul, where you can hear the voice. But we need a pen and paper for this. Could you do me a favor? Tomorrow we do two exercises. A meditation. For that you only need to bring your mind, and also a writing exercise to come in contact with the super soul. So you need to bring a piece of paper and a pen, so that you don't forget it. Adya will help us with her beautiful handwriting to write it down. Please bring a piece of paper and pen for tomorrow in Croatian. Tuta pani yakti kapira olakri. Oh, yes. So Hare Krishna. So now I'm coming to the end of my presentation. I want to see if you have any questions regarding the points which we have raised today. Dario, can you please give him a microphone, or
I can say,
you can say loud. Very good, Dario.
The point is that sometimes we might hear the voice of conscience, but we are unable to fulfill its request. So what to do in such a situation?
Ponekad smo u stanju čuti glas savjesti, međutim nismo u stanju izvršiti molbu ili instrukciju. Što da radimo u takvoj situaciji?
Don't become desperate.
Nemojte postati očajni.
What Dario said is very true.
Ono što Dario kaže je veliko istina.
We often know we should do such a thing and leave the other thing.
I odbaciti drugu stvar.
No, yes. Yes, isn't it? Many times. But we often can't do it. We would be pure devotees if we would do it by now. When we put the TV on, we hear that voice, oh, don't do it. You were in the summer camp, don't do it. It's a movie, you know there will be a sexual agitating scene. Don't do it, please. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it, please. You know. Yes, I'm free.
Yes, I'm slow with him.
You know. This happens very often. Yes. But so don't despair. Don't take a knife or a pistol. Understand that this is the human condition. We are a little weak spiritually. But do not resist that principle that Krishna is there and he wants you to act properly, he wants you to return. And you say, one day, my Lord, I will do it. Please allow me to practice more Krishna conscious, as good as I can. And I'm already feeling a little bit stronger. One day I will be bodied over. you might say this is very liberal, Sachinandan Swami. But this is from the Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavatam is a sloka which says, my devotee knows that sense gratification leads to a miserable result. But he cannot yet avoid it. This devotee should remain happy. He should just continue to hear and chant about me, and one day he will get this, and then he will get the strength to follow. What can we do, Dario? Let us try. But let us not make a philosophy out of our weakness. Oh, this is a new philosophy now. Everyone has to follow the sensual desires. This is much better than following the scriptures and justify our false situation. Let us say like a real devotee, I'm very small, but by Krishna's mercy, it will work. As long as we do not make a philosophy out of our weakness and say, this is the modern trend, and as long as we try sincerely, one day Krishna will give us the strength. He is very merciful. He's not like a policeman. But please, do not now feel a great relief. I can sin and I should be happy doing this. Feel regretful. I must be disappointing the Lord. Have you noticed sometimes after a kirtan you don't feel like looking TV? Imagine, we would say, this evening cultural program is the news in Croatia. Afterwards, some cheap entertainment from the Croatian TV. Yes, maybe we should try this as an experiment. It is at the same time when Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj leads his goodbye dance, goodbye kirtan. We could maybe try this. It would be an interesting sociological experiment. But of course, I don't think it would be a real experiment, because who would, everyone would feel shy. Hare Krishna. Good. Any other question? Bhavata?
Htio sam pitati, koliki je utjecaj karme na zanemarivanje savjesti?
I want to ask about the influence of karma towards the neglection of the conscious of the or the words of conscience.
Yes, sometimes we feel what happens now is my karma. I have to surrender. There is one area, Bhavada, where the karma cannot work. Run to the deities and sit before the deities and chant. I remember once there were devotees who were under great difficulties, and they came to Prabhupada and said, my past life is getting on my case. What shall we do? Prabhupada told the devotees, go before the deities and chant and pray to them. And if the temple commander says, now you have to do something, service, you can say, no, I must pray now and chant Prabhupada kaje, and he is. This is how Prabhupada instructed his
devotees.
But sometimes it may happen that something happens in our life where we can see this is my karma coming, and we just can't run away. At that time, we should make this what happens Krishna karma. Say, okay, maybe I have to go to the university, maybe I have to work, maybe I have to marry, this was not the best example, but Still, I feel it's a good example. We feel our karma is coming. Then within this situation, be as Krishna conscious as you can. Don't throw the shirt. Give up. Don't give up. Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Želim sam pitati da li znanje ima veze sa tim da li će jedno teško djelovati na primjer imamo problem.
Accepted law, instruction. Krishna gives different instructions to different people. Even the spiritual master, the representative of the super soul, will give different instructions to different people. Once he talked to one sannyasi, you should never stay at one place. Go and travel. And to the other sannyasi he said, he was in the same room at the same time, stay as an the first sannyasi he said, a sannyasi should always travel. And to the other sannyasi he said, stay here and become the Gurukul teacher. Krishna gives instructions to different people according to our level. Yeah, tamam, prapatyante, the degree someone surrenders unto me, I reveal myself accordingly, or I reward accordingly. Krishna does this, but also he sees for different people there are different medicines. That's why it's very, very important for us to not criticize the devotee. He may have this understanding, this inspiration. I may see it differently. Sometimes I know to some devotee he feels inspired to write. And another devotee feels inspired to go and preach for Krishna. These devotees should not quarrel, like we sometimes did in the old times. Yes, it is a practice that we should not criticize members of other religions. But of course, when they do things like meat eating, it is said, you shall not kill. They should follow their own scriptures. Meat eating is not religious. It's not Christian. It's modern. Hare Krishna. So my dear devotees, I have come to the end of today's seminar. Thank you very much that you were such a wonderful audience today. I realize it was a little difficult because we have Ekadasi and so on. tomorrow at 5 o'clock, it would be very good if we can start on time. This time I was late. And please, Sutra Poniyeti, Poniyeti, Papira Olovku. Yes. And then we will also do a meditational journey. For this it is good if you have slept well before, because we will meditate for about half an hour. But it's not boring. You will see things which you have never seen before in your life. But I require that you must be a little... Maybe you should go swimming before and resting a little before and so on. Drink some water. Then come. Thank you very much. I wish you a wonderful day. I have heard after the arati we will have a quiz, and then we will enter the world of music with a famous band who will come here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Goni Thai ki jai, Go Premanandi jai, Go! Jai!